Southeast Alaska tribes have few communities connected by road, and while the internet has helped bridge gaps from physical distances, it's often far from fast or reliable. That was on display this month when Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska held its 85th Tribal Assembly entirely online. Tribal Vice President Will Micklin says the COVID-19 pandemic made that necessary, but the digital divide was apparent.
It was a difficult connection for most of the villages outside of Sitka, Ketchikan, and Juneau.
Tlingit and Haida is among hundreds of tribal entities nationwide to apply for a special wireless spectrum license to fill gaps in communities underserved by commercial carriers.
We don't have a profit motive. Our motive is a delivery of service. I really view broadband as an inherent right for our tribal citizens, and that is made ever clearer to me by the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, where deficiencies in infrastructures became ever more apparent.
This year, the FCC made that possible by offering a spectrum for wireless broadband, such as 5G data service, to native communities. Any unclaimed bandwidth will be auctioned off later to private carriers. Other tribes in Southeast are taking the same initiative. Huna Indian Association has a pending application with the FCC. Tribal Administrator Bob Starbard says it covers the tribal's traditional territory and even some neighbors.
Our plan is to use it to create a broadband network for all of the community residents of Huna and any of the other population center that's happened to fall within our territory.
That overlaps with Tlingit and Haida's application, but both tribes say they'd cooperate, not compete. The regional tribe has pledged not to overlap its services with local tribes. If a tie-in with a commercial carrier doesn't make sense for Huna, Starbard says there's talk of joining forces, as they'll all be on the same 2.5 gigahertz spectrum.
There's a joint effort within tribes that's being discussed with Tlingit and Haida Central Council and other tribes of some form of intertribal network.
But first, the FCC will need to issue the licenses. And when it does, hundreds of tribes across the U.S. are expected to have a unique opportunity to fill gaps in connectivity in underserved areas, which describes most of rural Alaska. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.